now. Rape verdict, Trump tapes. I'm Barton Eckert. It was a case that galvanized discussions about campus rape. A former Vanderbilt University football player was accused in the 2013 assault on an unconscious female student.
It's to count three, aggravated rape. We found the defendant guilty.
A Nashville jury has found Brandon Banks guilty after 15 hours of deliberations. The White House has delivered to House investigators a copy of the tweet in which President Trump denied making tapes of former FBI Director James Comey, meeting a deadline to answer whether such recordings existed. The cold front that is pushing the remnants of Tropical Depression Cindy off the East Coast will likely mean more rain for the southern tier of the country. I'm Barton Eckert. SpaceX has notched another milestone in a launch doubleheader, correspondent Jan Johnson reports.
The folks at SpaceX Launch Control sounded practically delirious in their joy at completing a second mission with a recycled rocket.
That is touchdown, the first stage on the drone ship. This was a three-engine landing burn, most challenging landing to date.
A second launch scheduled for Sunday will deploy satellites used to help eliminate so-called black zones in tracking commercial airplanes, like the Malaysia Airlines flight that vanished somewhere over the Indian Ocean. I'm Jan Johnson.
Sears is closing 20 stores as their financial problems continue to mount. A company filing shows the closures include 18 Sears stores and two Kmart stores. I'm Barton Eckert.
Good morning. It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. District firefighters rescued several people, including some children, early this morning as a heavy fire raged through a Northwest Washington apartment building. According to the Washington Post, D.C. Fire and EMS units were sent out to Peabody Street as flames engulfed the top floor and the roof of the four-story brick structure at about 3 this morning. At one time, there were more than 100 firefighters at the scene battling the flames from the outside of the building. Thankfully, no injuries are reported. The fire was burning so hot, though, that firefighters were unable to get to the fifth floor of the building. Firefighters even had to use ladders to rescue some folks from outside windows. This is a developing story. Firefighters still on the scene. Be sure and stay with WMAL for the very latest. Another victim of the mass shooting that critically injured a congressman from Louisiana is out of the hospital. Matt McKay, a lobbyist with Tyson Foods, was released from George Washington University Hospital on Friday, according to his family. Washington's mayor says the District of Columbia has become the first jurisdiction in the country to offer a gender-neutral identifier on driver's licenses. The new licenses and ID cards were made available for the first time on Friday. People who don't wish to be identified as male or female can get a gender-neutral X on their licenses instead. An elected official in Washington is asking U.S. Park Police why three teenagers were handcuffed for selling bottled water on the National Mall. The arrests were made Thursday. A witness took photos of three young black men being handcuffed by plainclothes officers. U.S. Park Police say two of the youths were 16, one was 17. The agency says in a statement that the teens were warned about vending without a permit. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. We have an accident this morning on the Beltway Interloop. This is right at New Hampshire Avenue, exit 28. Fell off of the right shoulder, no big delay, just onlookers. Through Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound just past Capitol Beltway. Watch for an accident. I-95 northbound around the Harbor Tunnel Thruway. We've got a right lane getting by from a crash. The other lanes are blocked. Also, Pennsylvania Avenue this morning, both directions between 3rd and 7th are blocked for an event, as well as the westbound lanes of Pennsylvania between 26th and M Street. Constitution Avenue also affected. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. 90 degrees for an afternoon high today, a little cooler on Sunday, sunny, high only 84. Tuesday, mid-70s for a high, but then back to the mid-90s by next weekend. Right now it's cloudy at 73 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. At 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10, Financial Safari at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news, we are stopped all around the world. We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts and Battery. This is Taryn. I can help you.
I'm wondering if you guys do battery installations?
Absolutely. It's free of charge.
Do you do wiper installations too?
Yes. That is also free of charge.
Wow, all that's free.
We also do alternator and starter testing for free.
Wow, you guys pretty much do everything.
Yes.
Any chance you guys handle dry cleaning?
Well, not quite everything.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. And now get a $20 Speed Perks reward with any battery purchase over $100. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached. My feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store. And I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 in Park.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, and Jane Houghton in producing this morning. We're at 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is great to have you with us. Rain blew through here overnight, but a fairly nice morning shaping up here in the Washington area. We'll get the full weather for you coming up a little bit later on. But obviously, plenty going on in Washington and what is getting into the summer season now officially. The latest on health care, well, you may have heard that Nevada Republican Senator Dean Heller says he is opposed to the GOP bill. That makes 5 Republicans now opposed to the bill. So that's going to be tough for Mitch McConnell. Part of Heller's problem is he has a difficult reelection fight next year. He said he would vote against the bill in its current form, but he doesn't rule out supporting a revamped final version of it. So the problem, the sticking points here, is one of the major cuts in the Medicaid program. That's one of the sticking points in the bill. And, of course, Mitch McConnell's going to have to get yes votes from 50 of the 52 GOP senators to avoid a defeat. Now, that's the latest from the Senate. Donald Trump spoke with Fox and Friends on Friday morning. Here's how he views health care.
I think that they'll probably get there. We'll have to see. You know, health care is a very difficult situation. If you look, the Clintons tried to get it, and after years and years, they couldn't do it. Obamacare was murder for them to get, and now it's failed. It's virtually out of business. Obamacare is a disaster, and we're trying to do something in a very short period of time.
So that's the president's take on health care. And, of course, health care, one of the big political stories of the week. Another of the big political stories of the week was the defeat of John Ossoff in Georgia. Karen Handel, the Republican, winning the election, and Democrats spending double-digit millions, what, over $25 million or so on that election race in Georgia to try and win that seat and call it a referendum on Donald Trump. Well, that's the fourth referendum on Donald Trump that has actually come out in support of Donald Trump. So a win there for the Republicans, a win for Donald Trump, no matter how you cut it. A loss for Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi's come under a lot of fire this week from Democrats, and even some of the media people are starting to talk about Pelosi and her failure now in these four and in Democratic leadership in general. I mean, we do have a Republican House. We have a Republican Senate. We have a Republican in the White House. So not a stellar few years for Nancy Pelosi and all of the Democratic leadership for that matter. And a lot of people are calling for her to go. Donald Trump, I think, prefers that she stays.
Well, first of all, I hope she doesn't step down. I think that it would be a very, very sad day for Republicans if she steps down. I'd be very, very disappointed if she did. I'd like to keep her right where she is because our record is extraordinary against her. But we'll see what happens. There has been a lot of talk about her stepping down. We'll have to see what happens.
All right. Well, as he says, there is a lot of talk about her stepping down. But that talk about her stepping down isn't coming from Nancy Pelosi. Here's what she has to say.
You want me to sing my praises? Is that what you're saying? Why should I? Well, I'm a master legislator. I am a strategic, politically astute leader. I am leadership is recognized by many around the country, and that is why I'm able to attract the support that I do.
Wow. Nice try. 0-for-3 there, wasn't she? Well, anyway. Yep, let's hope she stays. Last thing you want is to have her replaced. All right, so while we're on Democrats and what Democrats say that's really kind of silly to say, it's a guy named Phil Montag. He's out in Nebraska. He's a Democratic Party official, and he was caught on tape talking about the shooting of Congressman Steve Scalise. And, you know, I sort of thought about this for a second. Do I really want to get somebody that's caught maybe on tape saying something that he didn't think was being recorded, an open mic kind of a thing that he didn't know about or something like that? And then I got to thinking, based on what he said, he deserves to pay the consequences. This is Nebraska Democratic Party official Phil Montag talking about the shooting of Congressman Steve Scalise.
Let me tell you, the one that was shot, the Scafee guy. I mean, that guy, what's his name, Chasey?
I really don't want you to deflect right now.
No, this, like, his whole job is, like, to get people, convince Republicans, kick people off.
Okay.
We know all of
this. I hate this.
I'm glad he got shot. The words of Phil Montag. So he tried to spin his way out of that one by saying it was out of context. I'm not sure how you could possibly take that and call it out of context. I think the context was abundantly clear as to Phil Montag's feelings. And I guess what's troubling about it, this was not a, you know, kind of a one-on-one. Everybody was up in arms about Greg Gianforte when he got into it with the reporter, and that made national news because he, you know, manhandled him. But in Montag's case, you know, he wasn't in the same room with Steve Scalise. He wasn't in the same room with anybody that was getting in his face. This is a guy that's harboring that much hate for Republicans, and in particular a Republican who is still in the hospital. Fortunately, has been upgraded, but still in the hospital with very, very serious wounds. And this knucklehead in Nebraska is talking like that. Well, he's not the only knucklehead out there that's talking. How about that Johnny Depp? Now, Johnny Depp is in Scotland. Now, you'd think he might have caught the Kathy Griffin stuff in the entertainment media when she was hammered for what she said about Donald Trump. So this is Johnny Depp talking about assassinations and the president. Unbelievable.
Can you bring Trump here?
No!
No, just in... No, you've misunderstood completely.
Just to give him some love and rehabilitation.
I think he needs help.
Yeah. So he says he thinks he needs help. Well, Johnny Depp continues.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president? I want to clarify, I'm not an actor. I lie for a living.
And he went on to say, Johnny Depp continues.
However, it's been a while. And maybe it's time.
Wow. Words of Johnny Depp. All right, so he's trying to be funny. He's a jerk. Fine. He's always been a bad boy. Fine. However, Mr. Depp doesn't seem to remember John Hinckley. Remember that thing with Jodie Foster? John Hinckley, you know, thought he should go out and shoot Reagan so he could make Jodie Foster happy. Do you, in the entertainment and in the media industry in general, not realize that there are people who are unstable, who can be violent, who are influenced by things you say, even though you're trying to be funny? It is 6:16. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we have traffic and weather for you, and we have a big show lined up today with John Gizzi, Mercedes Schlapp, of course, from the Fox News Channel, Cheryl Atkinson from Full Measure, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will be with us, Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. Lots to cover in the news, and we've got it all for you coming up on the Saturday morning update.
That's a crash on the Beltway Interloop around New Hampshire Avenue. It's got a right lane taken out. And in Maryland, 95 northbound, just past the Harbor Tunnel Thruway, we've got a right lane that's getting by from a crash. All the other lanes are blocked. It's all about barbecue today in the District of Columbia, and that's going to cause traffic problems. Normally, you wouldn't think that it would, but watch for street closures in the district, including Constitution Avenue, both directions, between Pennsylvania and 3rd. Also, Pennsylvania, both directions, between 3rd and 7th. And then Pennsylvania westbound traffic all blocked from 26th to about M Street. Rick, can you smell the barbecue already cooking?
Oh, yeah.
Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thank you, and I'm looking forward to being down there. I'll probably run into you there. You know, today it's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 89, and tomorrow sunshine, high of 84. Now, these are two good days to do the barbecue festival. I went down there one year, and I think it was 100 degrees to begin with early in the summer, and the asphalt, you know, took it up to about 150. So it'd be nice with the high only of 89 today and even cooler tomorrow with a high only of 84. So good day to get out and get some barbecue. So that's the story. Some clouds today, otherwise nice. Sunshine tomorrow, and pretty much the precip is gone for the weekend. For Monday, sunshine, high 82, even cooler on Tuesday with a high of 75. So a nice couple of days shaping up in Washington. Outside right now, 72. We're heading to 89, and we're at 6:18 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And it is good to have you with us on the Saturday morning update. And there's some questions swirling around as to how close Robert Mueller and James Comey really are. Now, there have been some suggestions from the Trump administration, suggestions in the media that Mueller and Comey are pretty good friends. But the AP this morning is reporting maybe not. Now, they did serve together in the Justice Department during the George W. Bush administration. Some are saying they are not known to be especially close friends. Former federal prosecutor David Kelly says Mueller and Comey haven't visited each other's homes and rarely shared a meal together. That said, my own comment would be I work in the office with people. I would consider them my friends. We may not, you know, socialize outside the office, you know, might not have them over for dinner or visit the house, but we're friends, know them pretty well, cover each other's backs. That's just my opinion, simply my opinion. Legal experts say whatever connection they do have doesn't come close to meriting Mueller's removal as special counsel. Of course, he is in charge of the Russia investigation. Well, we've got a lot to cover this morning, as we said, and when we talk to Jennifer Harper, we will talk about the Democrats in their identity crisis. Donald Trump, a media bonanza, and I think that's obvious. What would happen to the media and the ratings if Vice President Pence became president? No drama, no crazy statements that they can run with. Probably keeps the Twitter account closed for the next X number of years if he were ever to become president. Can you imagine the disappointment of everyone that enjoys late night television if Mike Pence became president? Because everything would be normal. Everything would be just sort of, wow, it's under control. Everybody complains about the chaos, complains about Trump shaking it up. But if he went away, how boring would it be? We'd do a three-hour garden show here on Saturday morning. Who wouldn't have anything to talk about from 6 to 8? So, just like Pelosi, we want to keep Pelosi, and we need to keep Trump in there. Ratings of just one thing we keep him in there for, as well as his leadership and change. And he is shaking things up, whether you like it or not. Well, he's shaking it up at the VA. Now, the president had a bill signing at the White House, and here are the changes that the president is intending to make in the Veterans Affairs Department.
We are taking a very historic action to transform the VA by enacting the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act. This was not easy. This bill protects whistleblowers who do the right thing. We want to reward, cherish, and promote the many dedicated employees at the VA. This legislation also gives the VA secretary the authority to appoint new medical directors at VA hospitals, something which was almost impossible to do in the past.
And they have been making changes at the VA, and hopefully we will see a different future for the treatment and care of our veterans. And a lot is going on. A lot of strides are being made, a lot of great organizations working together on it, including former President Bush and the Bush Institute. They are all taking very active initiatives to improve conditions for our veterans, not only medical treatment, but coming back, getting into the workforce. A lot of great things are going on, and great to see that legislation signed yesterday at the White House. It's 6:24. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Plenty to cover. As we mentioned, Cheryl Atkinson, Jennifer Harper, John Gizzi, and Mercedes Schlapp, along with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, all coming up.
How do you know you're getting first-class financial advice?
Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. The Wise Investor Group has been recognized in Barron's, Northern Virginia Magazine, the Financial Times, and Washingtonian Magazine for the quality of our investment and financial planning advice. Experience the difference a nationally recognized wealth management firm can provide. Call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
It's Larry O'Connor for Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. I've got to tell you about home sellers Joseph and Diane. They had their home on the market for almost a year with another agent. Well, Debbie and Sarah got the listing, and they got their home sold in just 6 days, and they even got them $10,000 over the asking price. Wow! Do the right thing and call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams first. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive home buying system. Sarah and Debbie will get the job done and put more money in your pocket. They'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds Team now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
One Touch Ultra Meter users, you asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex Meter with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your CVS pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the One Touch Vario Flex Meter today. And remember, One Touch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
Tom, do you know why we always wear our 1-800-GOT-JUNK hats?
That hat makes me part of a team, and our team has a reputation to live up to.
And what is that reputation?
We're the team that's always smiling
and cheerful,
and we're careful,
very careful. And why are we that way?
Because of the hat?
Because of the hat.
Wow.
When you see those hats,
all you have to do is point,
and whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
We work until midnight 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
27. This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And, you know, a note that the Democrats, you know, have just been loving all the leaks coming out and all the unsourced stories and everything they can do to take down Donald Trump. Well, they're getting a little dose of their own medicine here, in a sense. Top senators on the Judiciary Committee pressing the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch to respond to allegations that she tried to interfere with the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server. You may not hear this story everywhere. It doesn't fit the narrative of the majority of the cable news channels these days. But what's going on? Four senators, two Republicans, two Democrats, Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham, along with Democrats Dianne Feinstein and Sheldon Whitehouse, have sent Lynch a letter as part of the committee's investigation into the Department of Justice under both the Trump and Obama administrations. The four senators pointing to a pair of articles alleging that Attorney General Lynch wouldn't let the FBI's investigation, quote, go too far. And they want the former attorney general to respond by early next month so they can, quote, assess the situation. What goes around comes around sometimes. Well, here's a note. You ever call Uber and let them sit out front for a few minutes because you think they're going to be late? So you're just leave yourself a little extra time so the car gets there on time. It's going to start to cost you now. Now, whenever I've done that, I've generally tipped the guys for a little extra wait time. But now they're going to be building in a way for their drivers to make more money by charging riders by the minute if they keep an Uber driver waiting for more than 2 minutes. So you got a 2-minute grace period, and then look out. They also are reducing the time you have to cancel a ride. You'll get slapped with a $5 fee. They're knocking that time down from 5 minutes to 2 minutes, and new app from Uber enabling passengers to tip its U.S. drivers. First time they've been able to do that on the app. I generally give them cash so that Uber doesn't take a piece of the pie, because the drivers are the ones that deserve it. But you will be able to tip your Uber driver, but beware, they will charge you by the minute if you are 2 minutes late.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investor's kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Good morning. It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM and AM 6:30, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. The weekly address looks at health care and points fingers. Pat Piper on both for us.
President Trump says health care will be fixed this year, and in the weekly address says going it alone may be the only way it's done.
My administration will never stop fighting for you and for the health care system that you deserve. We'll get it done. Even if we don't have any help from the Democrats.
For the Democrats, Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono says the just release plan by Republican senators on health care doesn't fix anything.
It sends a simple and clear message. If you're young and healthy, you'll be fine. If you're poorer, older, or sicker, well, you're screwed.
The Senate leadership wants a health care vote within the coming week. Pat Piper, Washington.
During an interview set to air tomorrow on Fox News, President Donald Trump weighing in on the Russian hacking. The president says the Obama administration knew about Russian meddling prior to the election. Correspondent Jessica Schneider reports for us.
The president is somewhat now admitting that Russia may have played a role in this hacking during the election. It's something that the president and even the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, have been reluctant to actually address.
The mayor of Richmond, Virginia, says his city's Confederate monument, unlike the ones in New Orleans, should not be taken down.
But instead should be supplemented with historical context about why they were built in the first place.
It is my belief that without telling the whole story, these monuments constitute a default endorsement of a shameful period in our nation and in our city. One that does a disservice to the principles of racial equality, tolerance, and unity we celebrate as values of One Richmond today.
Mayor LeVar Stoney has announced that a commission of historians, authors, and community leaders will solicit public input and make suggestions for telling the real story of the monuments. I'm Robert Kenan Crowley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. The Beltway, not a good place to be this morning. Interloop or outer loop, interloop, right around New Hampshire Avenue on the right side, we've got a crash. From GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. 89 degrees for a high today for the barbecue festival down at Pennsylvania Avenue, which has 3rd to 7th Streets shut down, by the way. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor along with Dirk, a friend I met over at EMP 180. We're talking about our experiences with them.
Were you very active before when you had that 26 pounds on your body?
I would say lightly active. I mean, I work during the day and it's mostly a thinking job.
So what kind of difference do you feel in your life now? Have you increased your activity?
It's a lot easier, I would say, to run stairs, for example. I mean, just yesterday I ran 30 flights of stairs.
Wow.
In 15 minutes. And before, no way.
But you didn't have to do any exercise to lose this weight. It's all about input. It's all about what's
going into
your body.
It's all about diet control and the right nutrients, and especially protein. Spreading it out, you know, evenly across the day like that, get your body into that fat burn cycle, and it's really quite an amazing thing to see it happen.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, EMP180weightloss.com. Once again, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs. programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You gotta get a Ford, gotta get it at Ted Britt, Ted Britt Ford.
That's why all Ford buyers come to Ted Britt.
Shop us online at TedBritt.com.
Ted Britt Ford. Now you gotta get a Ford, gotta get it at Ted Britt, Ted Britt Ford.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And have you ever had an identity crisis? Well, the Democratic Party is certainly having one right now. And to help put it in perspective, we are joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning. I love your introduction. Yes, indeed. The Democrats are having a identity crisis, and I think their whole resistance thing is getting a little rickety these days, wouldn't you say?
Well, tell us a little bit about the failure of the reincarnation of John Kennedy, Mr. Ossoff, the loser down in Georgia, who I think still maintained it was the start of something big, where it was kind of the end of his immediate career anyway.
But, yes, indeed.
I mean, they hung everything on that, including over $25 million.
Yeah, it was a very, very, well, the most expensive house race in history, and certainly they came away, like, baffled. It was very interesting to watch all of this, but the byproducts of all of this is kind of a come-to-Jesus moment, I suppose. Here's a quote from Representative Kathleen Rice. She's a New York Democrat. This is what she told CNN. She said, "I think the first step to getting to a winning strategy is a change in leadership." This is coming from a Democrat. "I just don't think that the leadership we have right now can take us where this party needs to go." Again, that's Representative Kathleen Rice. And she was not the only one. And certainly we saw a lot of drama and trauma with Nancy Pelosi. And she says she's worth it and so forth and so on. But a lot of observers are commenting on this, and certainly Michael Ahrens, he's the rapid response director for the Republican Party, which means he's kind of on top of everything. He says there's plenty of resistance to the Democratic Party, but it's to new leaders. That's what he has to say. He says for a party that constantly makes sanctimonious charges against Republicans for being stuck in the past, it sure doesn't sound like the Democrats' current leadership is open to change or input from anyone who hasn't been in power for decades, he says. And also the Tea Party took notice of this. How about that? Remember the Tea Party? They were the original folks way back in 2009 that kind of rocked the rafters and shook up the media and won a whole lot of things in the 2010 midterm elections. And Taylor Budowich, now he is a name out of the past. He was he still is the executive director of the Tea Party Express. They've been around since 2009. He says Trump resistance will never be a Tea Party for Democrats. The difference between the two movements is simple. The Tea Party's messages captured voters the Republican Party failed to reach. The resistance merely reorganized those Clinton voters who have yet to accept Trump's victory and cling to the Not My President hashtag. That's not the formula for a political revolution. It's just sour grapes. That's coming from the Tea Party. And one other thing we have to look at really quickly, Rick, is the fact that the Republican Party, no matter what you hear in the media, is doing very, very well. They just released their fundraising numbers. This is coming from the Republican National Committee. They raised a record-setting $10.8 million in May. They've got $61.9 million in the bank. They have no debts, zero debts. And according to Finance Chairman Steve Wynn, he says all of the donations coming in are both unprecedented and unwavering, and a big contrast to that, the Democratic National Committee only raised $4.3 million in May. So they've got their finances straight. They've also got their ground game and their infrastructure in place. The Republicans are doing just fine. It's the Democrats that are having that identity crisis.
Well, you mentioned new leadership versus old leadership. If you add up the ages of Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and Bernie Sanders, if you take those three, they're over 200 years old.
Oh, goodness. Well, how about that?
You know what's interesting is the venom and the animosity and just pure hatred that we see for Donald Trump these days among people in the news media, the entertainment media, the late night TV hosts. It's so ironic that they are so successful based on Donald Trump.
Yes, indeed, and you hit the nail right on the head, because no matter how much they hate him and vilify President Trump, he is good for the business. He's not only good for ratings, but he's also good for the bottom line. And I'm citing here this morning a Pew Research Center. They went into all the industry data. And let's just talk about the big three right now, ABC, CBS, and NBC. All of their advertising revenue for last year was up by 12%. And let's talk about how much money we're dealing with here. Now, this is just three quarters of 2016. And they made, this is just the big three, on their evening and morning news programs, that's all, they made $836 million. Oof. Think about that. Oof. Just those programs. This is based on industry figures from a group called Kantar Media. And so when you look at all of those months, January to September 2016, these are the prime election months, the big three networks made $1.3 billion. Again, this is just the weekday morning and evening shows. It doesn't talk about the Sunday talk shows or the weekend news, but it means a lot of revenue for those guys, as much as they complain. And we also have to look at the ratings. I mean, certainly MSNBC has just done wonderful things by Trump bashing. I mean, we have to note that MSNBC, after many years, pulled ahead of CNN. And that was certainly Rachel Maddow was credited for kind of leading this surge. And they did call it a whole ratings surge, because they managed to get, on average, in the evening news programming, 1 million viewers. Now, you have to remember, in the same month, June of 2015, MSNBC had 136,000 viewers. That's what kind of a leap in ratings MSNBC has enjoyed, and they continue to enjoy them, though a lot of analysts are wondering what happens when the Trump bashing starts. Are people going to turn to MSNBC to get their news as well? So that remains to be seen. And also, we have to venture back and say, no matter what you hear in the news media about Fox News, they are still number one. They are not only number one in the cable news realm, the whole cable news realm. I mean, they're beating ESPN and HGTV, and they have been number one for the past 24 weeks. They have also been the top-rated news channel for the last 15 years. That's according to Nielsen Media. So, of course, they're doing great with Trump, but not by bashing him.
So we have a Bush up for re-election. Which one?
Yeah, how about this? I like this this form of elections. Let's talk about George P. Bush. Not George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, or Jeb Bush. Let's talk about George P. Bush. That is son of Jeb Bush. And currently, he is the commissioner of the Texas General Land Office. And a lot of folks say that he has kind of assumed being the custodian of this political dynasty. Mr. Bush ran for this very surprisingly powerful audience down there in the Lone Star State. He won it. He's only 41 years old. And he's got a very sturdy resume and a track record. Got to remember, he's an attorney, he's a Naval Reserve officer, he's a real estate investor, an energy consultant, and when he announced he was going to seek re-election this week, he's going to go for it again. He says he wants to turn a bold conservative agenda for Texas into concrete conservative results. And during his short term in office, he's done all of those kind of things. He's fought off kind of big government and radical environmentalists, he says. He stood up for pro-life values, military veterans, education, and the preservation of the Alamo. So all that aside, this is somebody who's very steadily, slowly, carefully, methodically getting his bigger resume together. That's what a lot of folks are saying. Keep your eye on George P. Bush.
You often have poll results of the American people on a number of different topics, but this morning you look at poll results in Russia.
Yes, this is a very unique poll, and I find it very interesting for anyone who lived through the Cold War, people who flew B-52s, whatever. This is a poll of Russian citizens. These are face-to-face polls, a face-to-face poll that was conducted by the Pew Research Center for Global Attitudes. And they did a survey of over 1,000 Russian adults face-to-face. It was conducted through April of this year. It took them quite a long time. I'm just going to read you some of the numbers. This is a very wide-ranging, very interesting poll. But here we go. 87% of Russians have confidence in Vladimir Putin to do the right thing regarding world affairs. 85% say a strong Russia is necessary to balance the influence of the West. 73% say traditional Russian values conflict with those of the West. 59% say Russia plays a more important role in the world than it did 10 years ago. 59% say the dissolution of the Soviet Union has been a bad thing for Russia. Again, that's 59% say that. Last but not least, 56% say Russia should be more respected around the world. Interesting findings from an always interesting nation, and certainly I had to look when they mentioned the Soviet Union there. Again, it's a Pew Research Center poll. You can find it at the Pew Research Center website.
Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Is always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
6:46, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Fake news. Who's behind it? How does it work? We'll talk to Cheryl Atkinson next. Stay with us, but first, traffic and weather.
From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Streets already blocked off Pennsylvania Avenue, both directions between 3rd and 7th, as well as the westbound lanes from 26th to M Street, and Constitution Avenue, both directions from Pennsylvania to about 3rd. Watch for the cones out. It's for the big barbecue festival happening down there. That's going to be a lot of fun. Not so much fun, though, on the Capitol Beltway this morning. The inner loop around New Hampshire Avenue, we've got a crash on the right side. It's causing onlooker delays. Also on the inner loop, just past I-270, we've got a left lane taken out from a crash. Outer loop right around Connecticut Avenue. Watch for a crash taking out the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are looking for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 89. It's a pretty morning out there, but I'll tell you, it was a little tricky earlier. It was like a cloudburst, four and some change this morning, but nice outside right now. We're looking for a high of 89 today. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 84, and then sunshine on Monday and Tuesday with the highs in the low 80s. Down to the upper 70s for Tuesday high temperature. Right now in Washington, 72 degrees, heading up to 89, 6:47, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Cheryl Atkinson joins us. She is the host of Full Measure. It's every Sunday morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock, and she is the author of The Smear, which comes out this week. Cheryl, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
7 years ago that you first interviewed Special Agent John Dodson. He blew the whistle, of course, on the Gunwalker, the Fast and Furious investigation that you opened up. And it's 7 years later, and first off, for somebody that may not be familiar with the intimate details, just give us some background on the whole Fast and Furious Gunwalker investigation.
Gee, ATF agents that are supposed to stop guns from going to places like Mexican drug cartels were actually ordered as part of a secret program to facilitate the delivery of thousands of these weapons into the Mexican cartel's hands. The harebrained scheme was supposedly, we never really got to the bottom of it, but to see where the guns ended up and maybe ATF could take down a big drug cartel dealer, but no one ever explained how that would happen since that's a whole other country and we're not supposed to do certain things there. And it's an operation we never really got to the bottom of, but what we do know is the government at first denied they were doing it, and this agent, John Dodson, blew the whistle after a Border Patrol agent named Brian Terry was killed by illegal immigrants armed with some of those guns that the government had allowed to traffic. And there have been a lot of crimes committed with guns that we watched walk, as they say, across the border or into the hands of criminals. This was a huge scandal. Ultimately, It some say it led to ultimately the resignation of Attorney General Eric Holder. His withholding of documents to this day was the reason he was held in contempt of Congress, first Attorney General ever to be held in contempt of Congress for any reason, but this was for withholding documents. And there are still unanswered questions all these years later.
It's been 7 years and really haven't gotten to the bottom of it. What are some of those questions that remain unanswered?
I think in the bigger picture, you know, everybody focused on the one case, the first one I talked about, Fast and Furious, but I actually uncovered, you know, more than probably a dozen other operations that were happening simultaneously with different names and different case titles where they were doing the same thing. So it starts to look not like, you know, a harebrained scheme that only took place in one part of the border, but like a strategy. And when documents ultimately were withheld by President Obama with executive privilege, the one and only time he did this during his presidency, you have to wonder what White House documents would have told us about this operation and what it was really all about and who knew about it and these other details that we just don't know today.
So John Dodson takes on the Justice Department. What has life been like for John Dodson the last 7 years?
Well, poor John, you know, he knew probably that good things weren't going to happen to him, but he also thought right away the government, having been exposed, would have to admit what it did and people would be held responsible. That didn't happen. It took a long time. The government lied and denied that any of this was true initially, finally came around to acknowledging it. But for his part, he was never held out, you know, as a hero or promoted or thanked by government officials. In fact, he's been transferred around, I think, 11 times in 6 to 7 years. And he tells stories of, you know, government officials trying to retaliate against him, plant evidence on him, try to prosecute him. He's really been through the ringer because he stepped forward and told the truth. And you got to think, if the government really wanted people to tell the truth when they saw an illegal and deadly operation going on or something unethical, they would hold someone like John Dodson out as a hero, and they'd let him go around and speak to other federal, you know, federal employees and say, this is the right thing to do. And they've done quite the opposite, making it very clear that this is not the sort of thing they want federal workers to do.
Your long-awaited book, The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote, comes out on Tuesday of this coming week. And you talk about the agenda that is behind so many of the major political stories these days. And there are people, obviously, that promote their own agendas. Who are the people and what are the tactics they use?
Well, there are well-known liberal operatives, conservative operatives, and corporate operatives, and sometimes they cross paths and cross purposes. Some of these smear operators who work in this murky universe go back and forth. Some have worked for one side and then worked for the other, or worked for opponents on the same side. It's this little-known cottage industry in Washington, D.C. that's now being exported to other countries, and the news role in it, since I'm a news reporter, is instead of resisting these narratives, calling them on it, and staying independent of them, the news has been successfully co-opted as a tool to advance the narratives of these smear artists or astroturfers, whatever you want to call them, so that they get their talking points out, they get their messages out, they promote, they controversialize, you know, narratives and people that they don't like. And we're helping them do it, basically, is my position. We're doing it because we've invited some of these propagandists into our newsrooms. We let them be on TV as pundits and analysts. We hire them as reporters and anchors in some cases. And again, much like, you know, North Korea TV, just in a less obvious way, we become tools of the people who are trying to sway the public and establish, in many cases, false narratives, rather than being the ones reporting on them or at least staying independent of them.
And how does somebody really unveil the truth? And when there is a fake story that gets out, or a smear campaign or a smear story, it often just goes uncorrected.
It's hard. And, you know, even when someone does correct a mistake they make, it's much less widely circulated oftentimes than the incorrect original reporting. And I just have gotten to the point, I don't know about you, but almost anything I read or see, almost anywhere, I immediately don't necessarily believe it. I question it. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. But something will come on TV or I'll read something online and it's interesting or startling or news-breaking, but I immediately discount it till I know more. And too many times, very reputable news organizations, New York Times, Washington Post, the networks, have gotten caught reporting something entirely false, not just a little mistake, but huge mistakes, and sometimes through sloppiness that wouldn't be tolerated in journalism school. And yet there are no repercussions for them, just, you know, maybe a correction, maybe not even a correction, that few people see.
Well, along that line, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening this morning that they get emails from friends of theirs, and it's a link to a story, and they're very upset about what they just read, and they want you to become aware of it. How do you, as an individual, protect yourself? What do you look for? Are there things that you can do to vet this stuff out so you don't fall victim to it, and your friends don't fall victim to it?
Well, I talk about some of that in my book, but I really think it's hard for average people to do that because who has the time? I mean, that's what we used to rely on news reporters to sort of do, sort through the mess and tell us what the facts are, but we're not doing a very good job of that right now. So, you know, I think you have to, when you see, this is my red flag, everybody on all the news reporting similar things using similar language and terminology, oftentimes that's been put out as a talking point or a propaganda narrative by well-funded PR groups that pull strings at news organizations in many different ways, or by nonprofits who are working for special interests, you know, these third-party sort of nonprofits that look like they're somewhat independent but actually are not at all. They're putting out these narratives. And so when the news all seems really similar, I mean, think about how much is going on in the world and how many different positions there are. But if you turn on the news and read and everybody's kind of reporting similar things, I take that to mean a narrative has been put out there. It's not always the case, but I would say it is often the case.
The Smear, it's Cheryl Atkinson's new book. It is out this coming Tuesday. You can pre-order it at Amazon or wherever you pre-order books. Cheryl, as always, thanks so much. Congratulations. Looking forward to the read.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
6:56, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Action-packed 7 o'clock hour coming up.
For only one more week, Genuso, with its immediate effects, is 50% off. That's a half-price clearance. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and if you order Genuso for bags and puffiness right now, you'll also get the Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. Boy, now's the perfect time for that, right? Rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before. You'll be able to sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin, and the bags and puffiness under your eyes, well, they'll be gone thanks to Genucel. Join Chamonix's million satisfied customers and feel confident in your eyes, face, and body. I use it and I love it. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. As always, Genucel works in 12 hours or your money back. Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion free while supplies last. Call or click now. Shipping is also free. For this 1 week only clearance sale, go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our AutoCraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Steve Burns has the 7 o'clock news next on WMAL. And coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, what's next on healthcare? What's next for Nancy Pelosi? And
What's next for Sean Spicer? A lot of rumors floating around about his future. We'll get the straight scoop from John Gizzi. Also, Mercedes Schlapp and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on the way.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk.